Well, we sure want the Lord to encourage our hearts this morning and challenge us and give us belief and faith in the Lord. I've been meditating some this week for several weeks, about the thoughts of what it takes to prosper in the Lord. And I believe that God plans on every one of us to have a prosperous experience in the Lord and to have spiritual prosperity. I believe the Bible teaches us that. But there are dynamics that work that make that happen. And I think about I've been meditating on some of the different things that makes our life successful and prosperous and blessed in the things of the Lord. We spoke a couple of weeks ago about walking with God. That was something, as a young person, I had maybe heard a little of that, but I really didn't know about walking with the Lord. And I remember when I really started seeking God, and when I started coming around the saints just a little bit and began to see people that really did know God. And it fostered and helped me have such a desire and a longing for a real relationship with the Lord, that I began to call out to God for a fullness of His Spirit in my life. And what we found was that God will be more real than we ever dreamed He would be in our life. God wants to be that to every one of us. He doesn't want to be distant. He doesn't want us to be walking along hoping we get the next step and I'm going to stumble here and I'm going to fall over here and all of these things. I believe God, the Bible bears out, the Lord wants us to walk with Him to heaven. And He wants us to make it there. And I believe He wants us to have a prosperous spiritual journey. He wants there to be some joy in our hearts and life in our souls. He wants our life to be fulfilled, and He wants us to be full of the things of God. You know, does that mean we don't have any battles? No, it means we're probably going to have lots of battles. Many, it says, are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. You know, this morning we want to understand what it is. What is the dynamics, Lord? It's not, as I say often, rocket science. It's not something that nobody can hardly understand or get a hold of. It's really basic principles that God has laid down. And when we walk in those things, in those ways, and when we allow Him His place in our life and His claim on our life, because He made us. We didn't make ourselves. He made us. He has a claim on our life from that. We're His property. And so He's given us a choice to love Him or not to love Him. This whole thing works by love. The Scripture says faith works by love. You know, I believe that service that we give to God works by love. If you look back at the story of Jacob and Rachel, you find Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel. And it said, and the Scripture says, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. You know, I believe God wants to put enough love in our heart that we love to serve Him and love to do His will. You know, this morning, the things that we do well, or if we give, pour out our life and fulfill our duties to God and to others, it's really going to be by love. We can only do so much just by responsibility. But this morning, I just want us to think a little bit about those things that makes our life prosper. I've seen a lot of people that I feel like I know, if they would just put in practice in their life some of the things that God has commanded, some of the things that He has put out there for us, they would prosper spiritually. I know that. And a couple of weeks ago we were thinking about walking with God. I know that's the first thing we have to do. We have to take time to walk with God. We have to be submissive to Him. We have to want Him. We have to give time to Him. And He will walk with us, and He will be more real to us than we ever knew He would be. I know that to be true. But I will tell you, there's some other things. We cannot only pray. We cannot only seek the Lord. There's things that God wants us to do. And if we do those things, they will bless us. If we follow after all the plan of God in our life, we measure to His word, to His will in our life, we will prosper spiritually. All of us will. He is not partial to anyone. The Lord wants every one of us to prosper. And so I want us to think a little bit this morning about the word duty. I believe that this is a critical area that sometimes we feel like, well, I want to get saved. I want to go to heaven, but I still want my life. I want it just like it is. I want to do the things I want to do. I want to go the places I want to go. I want to enjoy my time here. And we forget about some great part of life called duty that God has called upon us for. And if we follow after those things, and if we crucify our flesh, and if we follow the Lord and give Him our days, our time, give Him our best, I will tell you, He'll give back to us more than we'll find in our own self. Duty, the song says, where calls the voice of duty, be never wanting there. Don't be missing when it's time for duty. That's what many people, I believe, miss right here. Right here, we miss it if we're not careful. Even if we seek the Lord in prayer. I was reading Heart Talks, a very wonderful book Brother Naylor wrote. And he said he had worked with a young man at the altar one time. And the young man, he saw him. He was always faithful in service. He wanted to be at every camp meeting, all the time he wanted to be there. But he said, I noticed this young man, anytime there was work to do, he would never be a part. Never be a part of the mechanics of things. And so he went to the altar and prayed with him one day. And the young man said, I've lost out. Well, you know, and so he was honest with him and he just told him. He said, well, you know, I see that you want to be in meeting. You're always in meeting. This boy would get excited, I guess, a little bit and things at times. And he was really into that. But he said, when there's work to do, you're always missing. He said, when there's water, this was years ago, when there's water to get the pail and go get it. When there's wood to be had, get your axe or whatever he told him. Go get the wood. When there's something needed, do it. You know, he said, I don't believe, I never saw that young man fail like that again. He never saw him falter like that again. You know, this morning, I believe that is part of the dynamics that make our Christian experience work through the years. If we want the Lord, His blessing to be upon us, He has called upon us for duty. And if we want only our life and we want the Lord, we will never make it to the end in peace. We will never see the Lord in peace. But if we take His way and we want to serve Him His way, I believe we will see Him in peace. And I believe that we will have peace. We will find many joys through life in the Lord. He'll put His hand upon our life. We'll feel His anointing upon our life, in our work, whatever that work is. It's not all, it may be kitchen duties. It may be cleaning and scrubbing. It may be things that we consider small. But I will tell you, that's where the Lord is. And that's where His blessing and His approval is. I want to look. The word duty means that which a person owes to another. That which a person is bound by any natural, moral, or legal obligation to pay, do, or perform. Obedience to princes, magistrates, and the laws is the duty of every citizen and subject. Anyway, it goes on, and I'm thinking this morning about our duty to God and to other people. You know that God has made it plain in His Word that He has left us some responsibilities, some duties in life, and He expects us to perform those. And if we don't, and if we only take our way, we will find failure in our Christian life. We will find ourselves wanting to do and not finding what we're looking for. We will find ourselves wanting to be blessed, wanting to have the presence of the Lord, praying for it, seeking for it, being in service maybe. But you know, the Lord is wanting something from us too. And I want to read in Matthew 25, starting at verse 14. Matthew 25, as we've said before, it's divided into three parts. And each part is a part of the judgment scene. The first one is speaking to people's purity, to their life, to their keeping the oil burning in their life, to keeping God first, keeping Him alive in their heart and life, keeping the Spirit working, obeying the Lord. The second part, starting in verse 14, speaks of the talents that God gives us. And I'm not talking about talents altogether, we're good at something. I'm talking about duties that He has left to us, responsibilities that God has given. It says here, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." I want us to just notice some things down through here. The first thing said, the kingdom of heaven is as or like. It's like this. It's like a man that went to a far country. Back then when they went to a far country, it might be a long time before they come back. They weren't able to jet back and forth. And he said, he called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. He delivered unto them his riches. What he had, he put into the hands of his servants. These servants, this word actually means a bondservant, a slave. These were his. He had his claim on them. You know, this morning, God has his claim on us because he made us. That's why. He has his claim on us. Now, these servants, he left. They didn't have to do what he said, but they did have to meet him when he came back. And you know, this morning, we're like that, aren't we? He's not going to be right here saying, well, you better do this and you better do that. But I will tell you what he is. He left, it's like this. And he left us his riches. He left us the good things of the kingdom of God. He left us things that the world could prosper by. Things that our families can prosper by. Things that our own personal life will prosper by. The Lord left all of those things to us, to his servants. And it's just like this. "And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey." Now, you know, this morning, sometimes it's easy for people to get caught up in... It's easy to wish I was like someone else, or, you know, probably a lot of us have wished that. Times I have. And it's been like, you know, I wish I had the talent somebody else had. I wish I could do what they do. You know, this morning, the Lord, it says, he left and he gave, this master gave to everyone according to his ability. He didn't overcharge anyone. He didn't give anyone more than they could handle. He just gave them their part of the responsibility. And you know, this morning, I just want to challenge us. If we want to prosper spiritually, let's get in there and take our part of the responsibility. Let's get in there and take our part of what God has left us. We might say, well, I can't do anything. I don't believe that. I'll say this. My father did not like the word can't at all. You know, this morning, we shouldn't like the word can't either. We can do all things that the Lord wants us to do through Christ that strengthens us. This morning, he gave to every one and straightway took his journey. "Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. Now, you know, is God a hard man? Is he one that reaps where he doesn't sow? Is he one that steals? I've been amazed so many times that the Lord used this in this illustration. He used this illustration. You know, I believe one of the things he's saying in that is, no matter what we think about God, we better serve him. Because if we don't serve him from love, we better begin by fear. And the scripture plainly says some save by fear. And you know, I believe that will turn into love. If we serve the Lord, we'll find that the Lord is good. And that he serves us well. But it says, I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. I just want to talk about that for a minute this morning. You know, I believe lots of times this is the way it is. There is some that take so much responsibility, and God gives them much responsibility. But I will tell you what it plainly brings out too, that those that have responsibility get added responsibility. If the ones that don't have so much responsibility don't take theirs. You know, this morning, God made this thing to all work together. He made all of us to do a part. Not all of us do the same part. But if we feel like all we have is just a little, I can only mow. I can only do that. Hey, that's pretty important stuff, isn't it? I'd hate to come over here and the grass be all tall and look like that we didn't care and all those things. I appreciate that. If somebody else didn't do it, it'd land on someone else's shoulders, maybe that's already doing 3 or 4 things or 10 things. It would land on their shoulders. Thank goodness somebody does that. And we appreciate that this morning. You know, maybe we feel like we just can't hardly do anything. I will tell you, if we want to prosper in the things of God, do the things we can. Just like Brother Naylor told that young brother at the altar, you go, when there's wood to be gotten in, you go get it. He didn't tell him, if someone tells you. He said, do it. If you see it needs to be done, do it. You know, this morning, we want to prosper in the Lord. Let the dynamics that God has put in place work in our life. Be interested in the things of God. And what we find is that the one that brought 2 talents, and he said, I've made 2 more talents, Lord. And he blessed him. It says, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. He found somebody that was faithful in that which is least, in a little bit. You know, this morning, Jesus made a statement about those that are faithful in the least are faithful also in much. And he's looking for people that he can put his hand on. The Lord is looking for people that he can prosper. He's looking for people that he can speak to and through. He's looking for people to take places of responsibility. But I will tell you, he knows this. He that is faithful in least is faithful also in much. And the man that's unfaithful in the least is unfaithful also in much. So if somebody's not doing their little bit, their little part, how could the Lord call them to something more? It's a dynamic that works, that God puts His anointing and His approval on in our lives. And I'm just going to challenge us this morning. We want to make it. We want to have God's approval on our life. Get in there with all our heart. Seek the Lord. Go to meeting. Be there. Pray. Give your heart to God. Be submissive to Him. And do the things that He puts in your way to do. Now, I know this is just one area, but I've been meditating. There's a number of areas that maybe we'll talk about if the Lord wills. But this is one of the areas that I believe is critical to our well-being in the Lord. It's critical to the work of the Lord happening here and in your home and in your soul. It's critical, those little things. And we just feel like, well, I don't have time. I've got my own. I want to tell you, none of us have time. We take time, don't we? We all have the same amount of time. It's easy for us to have all that time taken up with our own things, our own jobs, our own thoughts, our own luxuries, all of those things. It's just easy, isn't it? And pretty soon life is completely full. I will tell you this morning, I want to make it to heaven. And I want to see the Lord work and prosper in our lives. And I challenge all of us, do the little things that God has given you to do. Be very faithful about it. When duty calls, be never wanting there. When there's a call for, we need some help, step up to the plate. I will tell you what it'll do. It'll relieve the load from someone else, and it'll make you weave into God's mesh. And pretty soon your life will be weaved in. And you will find the anointing of God visiting your life and blessing you. I found it to be so. I believe with all my heart, this is one of the dynamics people miss many times. When we want to serve the Lord, we want to have a solid, rich spiritual experience, I will tell you, this is one element that's got to be in it if it's going to be rich. I see those that are blessed in the Lord, and I will tell you what I see. When you call them, hey, we need some help over here, they're there. That they're there. Many times the ones that are already doing are doing an awful lot. And I want to challenge us this morning. Step up to the plate. Lord, pour out your anointing upon our people, upon our congregation, upon my soul, upon our souls. Lord, work in our lives. Make room for the things of God. Make room for His call in our life. We might say, well, I don't feel a call. I'll tell you how to feel a call, because I believe, no doubt, God has a call for everyone. He does. He has it for our lives. But He's going to call those that are faithful in the least. And if we're not faithful there, we're not going to be faithful in the most either. And so He can't. His hands are bound. And I found that from a business perspective. You see someone that won't sweep when it's time to sweep, you'll find someone that you're going to have to watch no matter what you put them on. When things are supposed to happen, they're not going to happen because they wouldn't sweep. Because he that is faithful in the least is faithful also in the most. And it works in reverse the same way. This morning, I'm just wanting to challenge us. Oh, Lord, speak to our hearts. Cause us to move into those places. Look for places where I can be a part. Pray for the Lord. Is it all right to pray? God, I want you to use my life. Lord, I really want you to work in my life. I want you to be in my life. I want you to work in our family. Well, I will tell you what you're praying when you pray that. Lord, I'm going to have to move some other things out of my life in order to make space for these things. That's how it works. But I will tell you, when you make space for God, for the things of God, you make space for things that bless your life in ways that it can never be blessed any other way. When we give up, when we sacrifice, and sacrifice is maybe a whole different topic, but when we do those things, there is a dynamic that begins to work in our spiritual life that blesses us and causes us to be blessed. The Lord has riches that he wants to distribute to all of us. In John 21 and 3, I just made reference. I'm not going to read it all together, but in Psalms 100, it talks about, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Do you know, that's why God has His claim on us, because He made us, and not we ourselves. And I believe that when we serve Him with all of our heart and give Him our time and talents, what we will find is the Lord will find Him to be good. The Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting. In John 21 and 3, we find here, "Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing." You know, this morning, Simon Peter was a fisherman before the Lord called him to follow Him. And he got disillusioned, and he didn't know what to do, and he just went back to what he was doing before. But we find in verse 15, "And Simon Peter took some with him there. So when they had dined..." Now that's when they went out and they fished all night and they didn't catch anything. And the Lord came along and He said, "Put your net on the right side." And they did. And it like to sunk their boat. "And so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs." I don't know what the Lord's saying to you this morning, but the Lord's putting His call upon us. I have a little something for you to do. And then He saith unto him again the second time. Now you notice the Lord made His appearance here. And He had just performed a miracle. They fished all night and didn't catch anything. And He said, "Put your net on the other side." And then it started sinking their boat. It was so much. You know, the Lord does that for us. When He calls us, He makes His presence known. They were not guessing. God was talking to them here. He was working with them here. And it says then, Jesus, He saith to him the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He saith unto him, "Feed my sheep." He saith unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved that he said, because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus saith unto him, "Feed my sheep." And if you drop down in 19, "This spake he," well, we'll read 18 to make it understandable. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Peter, they say, was hung upside down. "Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Jesus saith unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?" You know, sometimes it's easy for us to look at what someone else is doing and ask the Lord, well, what's their job? Or compare ourselves or something like that. And the Lord just told him, "If I will that he doesn't do anything, he just waits here till I come again. What's that to you?" You know, this morning I just want to put that challenge to us. Let's look at what God has for us to do. We want to prosper in the Lord. We all want to prosper in the Lord. Well, let's pay this price and let it be so. I want to finish my story in Matthew 25. And the one that had the one talent, it says, I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, the Lord came back and he held this servant responsible, didn't he? We find that he took the talent from him and gave it to him that had 10. And he called him in verse 26. He said, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. You know, this morning, the Lord called this servant a wicked and slothful servant. Now, you know, when we want to serve God on our terms, our way, we have our life. We just have a little corner over here. We want to be blessed, so we want to go to heaven. I believe the Lord sees that as wickedness. I really do. If we're not willing to serve the Lord with our whole heart, I believe he'll deal with us. But there'll come a time if we bury our talent and we live our life. When we meet him, I believe we're going to be short. And I challenge you and I this morning. God help us. I'm not trying to put condemnation on people, but I want to preach the word. I will tell you, the Lord's coming back, and he's given us his riches, and he wants us to have it, but not selfishly. Not in a way that we just, it's just mine. I just want to enjoy this. That's all I want to do. I really don't. The world, it doesn't matter. God's work, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters but my life. I want to have a good life. I will tell you, if you want to have a good life, plant your seed in the earth like they do a pecan or something, and you'll have more pecans than you can deal with in a few years. Plant our life in the will of God. Let the Lord have it. Let him have his way in our life, and we will soon find that our life has multiplied in many places. I remember a few years ago when I felt like I don't know what to do. We're not in the center of things. It's like, you know, we don't feel a part really like we wanted to and everything. We were young. And, you know, I kind of got really discouraged feeling. But the Lord helped me to realize, you know what, there's some folks I can befriend. There's some folks that will befriend me too. And we began to help those that were friendless, those that had troubles, problems. You want friends? You'll find friends there. You want something to do? You'll find something to do there. But I will tell you what began to happen. I remember one time I went and visited one of them that was having trouble and fell back into sin and smoking and all those things. And, you know, I noticed something. Every time I went out there practically, the Lord poured out a spirit of anointing that I came back. It was just fresh. It was wonderful when we would visit like that. You know, this morning we may feel like, well, I don't have anything. I don't feel like I'm in the center of things. I don't feel like I will tell you what you can do. You can help those that are worse off than you. You can help those that have needs. You can help in the little things. And I believe that we'll find that God will meet us there. When God gives us something to do, I believe this, there is something at stake. First thing, our soul. I know we have to take care of that. That's a talent. That's a responsibility God's given us. But it's more than that. It might be our children. It might be our neighbors. It might be a little piece of the work of God. And the Lord's going to come back. And He's going to look for that. We heard about one picking someone up, going to Stillwater, getting them every time. You know what I see in that? That's the work of God. You know what the Lord does with that? He blesses that. You and I can find little things to do too. There's an abundance, and I mean an abundance of things to do. And the Lord wants us to have a part in His work. The Scripture says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The Lord puts on His people the call of God. And it blesses our lives. Those responsibilities, when God puts it on there, we know it's God. It blesses our life. And the Lord wants to do that. But He cannot do that unless we are first partakers of our duty. And we first fulfill the little things. And He knows, here I have a servant that when I do put something on him, he's going to do it. Because I see him already doing all that he can. Y'all pray for me too. Amen.